The St. Francis Court Apartments at Top South Fairmount offer a good look at how water can rapidly run off during a storm and dump onto the landscape below. A couple of years ago, MSD and the building's owner took a small step to reduce the flooding by building bioinfiltration basins. This green space captures rainwater, keeping it from getting into the combined sewer right away. A much bigger project is planned now, according to MSD's Mary Lynn Loader, who looks down on the area surrounding Queen City Avenue.
What this is going to look like is not at all what it looks like today, which is a lot of brownfields or vacant buildings, abandoned buildings.
Demolition has just begun. In all, 75 buildings will come down. The reason? To make room for a one-mile-long stream, ponds, and a path for walking and biking. The stream, Lick Run, was buried 100 years ago and flows through a 19.5-foot diameter combined sewer. Over the next couple of years, MSD will bring it above ground. This will further slow the rapid flow into the Mill Creek. Loader is looking at flooding solutions for other parts of Hamilton County.
We're not going to be able to create lick runs all over the place, you know, but we have other solutions in other watersheds that are equally as important and good investments.
The EPA has recognized Lick Run as a national model, and MSD has had calls from San Francisco, New Orleans, and Washington, D.C. The county says it's saving $200 million by using this watershed-based approach. Ann Thompson, 91.7 WVXU.